This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. An updated autopsy of Elijah McClain includes a new cause of death, ketamine toxicity. The autopsy still lists the manner of death as undetermined. McClain, a 23-year-old black man, died in 2019 after Aurora police stopped and forcibly restrained him. He was later injected with ketamine, a powerful sedative. The change could be significant in the trial against the three police officers and two paramedics charged in McClain's death. An arraignment is scheduled for November. The scent of roasted chilies will fill the air in Pueblo this weekend as the annual Chili and Frijole Festival gets underway today. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports around 150,000 people are expected to head downtown.
Locally grown chilies like Big Jim Anaheim, Dynamite, and of course the Pueblo Marisol will sell by the bag, bushel, and wrapped in a tortilla to eat on the spot. There will be more taste bud heat during the Chili and Salsa Showdown and the Jalapeno Eating Contest. More than 180 vendors are expected, and they'll sell food and all kinds of wares. Hot air balloons will float above the city, including one that looks like a chili pepper ristra. And dozens of chihuahuas will strut their stuff during Saturday's parade. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Weld County reports that an 80-year-old has died from West Nile virus. It's the county's first confirmed death of this year's mosquito season. Symptoms include fever plus headache, vomiting, and diarrhea, but around 80% of infected people do not get symptoms. This year, Colorado has reported 135 human cases of West Nile virus, and six people have died. This is CPR News and KRCC.